back, everyone. It's been a while since we've had a live show. So, Labs, just for everybody, let's catch up on some news and notes of important things happening. We'll start with Friday afternoon. The Steelers announced a 2-year contract extension for head coach Mike Tomlin. No big surprise there, but the deal is done. That takes him through the 2020 season.
Yeah, and then after that, Friday Night Lights was staged. There was a little bit of an issue whether we were going to get it in or not because of weather. At one point, the grandstands were cleared because there was lightning in the area, but the practice did conclude, and the best news of all, there were fireworks at the end.
Saturday was back here at St. Vincent College. Then Sunday, switching things up for the first time, the Steelers hosting practice at Heinz Field for Family Fest. It was a huge success. Over 17,000 fans came out to watch the practice. Cool to see the new scoreboard. The instant replay got fans involved. Antonio Brown, as always, Labs, a crowd pleaser at that one.
Yeah, and with the first Steelers preseason opener due on Friday, that meant the Steelers' initial depth chart of the season was released today. A little bit of a nuanced version of the depth chart. Mike Tomlin listed a dozen players under the not participating header, which meant that they were not included on the actual depth chart at any place.
All right, and because of that, center Marquise Pouncey is among the list of not participating as of today, so that meant some news for B.J. Finney.
Yeah, B.J. Finney is listed number one at center on this current depth chart. He's also listed number two at left guard behind Ramon Foster. What that indicates to me is that B.J. Finney is now the primary backup along the interior of the offensive line. That becomes important when Mike Tomlin has to start making inactive lists because they usually only keep seven offensive linemen in uniform on game days.
All right, speaking of Finney, we caught up with him before practice today.
You know, obviously center is a part of the game that I've needed to develop on. Didn't have some strong showings last year, so just getting those reps, it's big for me. Obviously we want Pouncey in. He's our guy. He's, you know, the lead guy, and he's so invaluable to this offensive line. I mean, he is that dude, and so we want him back and we want him healthy.
No one's been ruled out of the game as of yet. You know, coach talks tomorrow about who will not play, who will play. But if you are in there at center for the majority of the game, how much will that help you getting that playing time?
You know, we want him back, obviously. If not, that's, you know, part of my job. I got to be ready to roll. And, you know, it's gonna be big for me to get those reps and to be able to show that I'm improving at center.
Couple other depth chart notes at tight end. The pecking order seems to be pretty much set. Jesse James, David Johnson, and Xavier Grimble are listed 1, 2, 3 there. And another interesting note, at least to me, at left outside linebacker, Bud Dupree is naturally the starter, but Anthony Ciccolo is now number two ahead of veteran Arthur Motes.
All right, those are your news and notes. Time now for another break. Up next, get a chance to hear from Steelers General Manager Kevin Colbert.